Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Tes, and we're talking about the examples that the Chayyot did not discuss in Klal Tes. Today's shir is sponsored as a schus for Refuah Shleima for Shulamis Bas Chano. She should have Refuah Shleima. So we'd like to move on to the next topic. The topic is the concept known as Groma. Now, Groma is not unique to Shabbos. We found the concept of Groma by Nizokin. Then we're talking about Groma in regards to Ritzicha. There's a concept of Groma. The more in Shabbos and that Kuf Chaf Omebeis, the more learns out from Lusasa Komalocha that Asiya is also Groma is Mutter. So Groma is Mutter by Shabbos Mikra Adin. Now there is a Ramah who quotes a Mordechai. It says that's only Mutter Machem Seda, otherwise it's also Mirabonin. But it's going to be Mikra Adin is going to be Mutter. What's interesting is we find by Groma, by Nezikin, the Gemara says that even though a groma is not chayiv, it's not actionable in Bezdin. Bezdin can't be mechayiv him to pay, but groma in Nezikin is osur, and that's not a din d'rabbanan. That's a din d'oraisa. Whatever the source of the issur of Nezikin is, besides the chiyuv to shulam by Nezikin, there is an issur to be mazik. What the source for that? Rav Yonah, for example, in Ovid says that that's included in the issur l'sigzul. The Icarus of the Sigil is a damage that you're causing to somebody else, causing loss of their property. Chacham Sofer learns it out from the mitzvah HaShabbos Aveda. If I'm mechuyav to return an Aveda to the person, obviously I'm mechuyav not to cause him a loss of something. That's within the right, so there's an issur to be mazik, somebody else's property. And the Mora says that Groma and Nezikin is usher to me. It's usher to do, even though it's not going to be chayav. So, by Nezikin, Groma is Osir, by Ritzicha, Groma is Osir. By Shabbos, Groma Mikra Din is Mutter. There's a Dindarbanan that Groma might be is Osir, unless it's Mokum Seda, and even that is a Machlok, because we're showing him whether that's true or not. Or Groma is just simply Mutter, period. So what is the logic behind this, the difference between Groma by Shabbos and Groma by Nezikin? So the Chazanish says that by Nezikin, the main hakpot of the Torah is the impact that you had. The person, Reuben caused Shimon a loss. That's the concept of Hezek. Reuben should not cause Shimon to have a loss. So even though it was done through Groma, he caused him to have a loss. So that's going to be, it's also to do so. Same thing by Ritzicha, the main issue of Ritzicha is the fact that the person was killed. By Shabbos, the Bereshim does not look at the main issue as the fact that Shabbos was Nischalo. The main issue is that the person needs to be shavis. The person needs to refrain from doing work. So the Torah says that the definition of work is asiya and not groma. So groma is not included at all. Either result happened that Shabbos was nischalo. That's not the issue of Shabbos. The issue of Shabbos is not to do something, not that it shouldn't happen. So that we look at Shabbos differently than we look at Nezikin. And Ritzicha, the Iker issue is the result. And by Shabbos, the Iker issue is the action which one is doing. So this is not considered an action. One is going to be, it's going to be Mutter Iker then. What defines something, whether something is a groma or something is an action, that needs to be clarified. And we need to work within two areas. Number one, how direct does it have to be considered an action? Number two, even if it's direct in a certain sense, that it's going to happen immediately, if there are other sources of what are causing it, independent of the person, there are other forces and sources which are causing the result, is it considered the person's action or not? This goes into the conversation, the more it talks about the concept known as Ishu Mishum Chitzav, that when the mazik of Eishu, the person is chayiv, he starts a fire and the fire goes and burns something. So does he have to own the fire? He doesn't really own the fire, he creates a fire. Shalhevis is not something which is, the concept of ownership is possible. You can't own a flame. The flame spreads. So what exactly is the, belongs to the person who's the mazik? If the person, the Reuben's animal is mazik. So Reuben's animal is mazik. Reuben is mazik directly. Reuben is mazik. Over here, Reuben creates a fire, The fire goes on his mazik. He doesn't own a fire. So why is he chayiv? So Shlaka says that the Torah gave it, it did as if it is his. Rabbi Yochanan says we look at the fire as his koyach. The same way a person's action is direct action with his body is considered his action. An action which is done through his koyach, through his energy, his koyach is also considered him doing something. So when he controls the fire and then uses the fire to do something, it's as if he did it. So that would be a reason why the Eishes Chayav. We'll have to clarify this concept more in the next shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.